We are afraid to give ourselves to God. Our heart may long for it. We may think we are wishing for that with all that is in our hearts. But fear prevents us from experiencing what that means in its fullest measure, the fullest measure of devotion. Fear of devotion. So many of us are divided between the part of ourselves that wants to surrender more to God, to give our lives to God, and the part that wants to hold on to control. This division is very common. And then we have a longing that builds up to have an experience of the divine, but at the same time we're preventing the experience from happening by not opening fully to it. This is a human dilemma based on our history. Human dilemma. Of the full measure of devotion and what it would look like and what it would feel like if we could give ourselves to God. So we apportion certain compartments, dimensions of our life where surrender of decisions and plans is acceptable. And then we hold on to others where we really don't allow God to enter, to make the decision. And the reason is that we're so accustomed to believing that our mind has the best and most illumined way of understanding what's best for our life. This isn't true, but it's something that we each historically have become accustomed to thinking things through, as opposed to feeling things through. Now, feeling things through is not feeling with your emotional self, because your emotional self can get entangled with various feelings, some of them part of the deeper self and some of them not. No, feeling things through is allowing that something else other than your mind knows what's best in life. And here's the big perspective shift that needs to happen for all of humanity. The big perspective shift is that we don't own our lives. We don't own our lives. And that's not a statement of deprivation or something negative. That's something positive. We don't own our lives. God, the divine oneness, is manifesting and trying to through our embodiment, through our actions, through our decisions, through our way of being in the world. We don't own our lives, and yet we're afraid to recognize that fact, even when that fact is what would bring freedom, that we don't own our lives. That fact would bring the willingness to surrender everything and be in a state of listening, hearing, awaiting. And that invitation is everything. That invitation created by the devotion and the openness of the heart is everything. So we make compromises without even consciously being aware of it, wanting to have an experience of the divine and refusing to have it at the same time. We don't think we're refusing. We think we're just being. But the attitude of partial surrender and limitation because of the fear of loss of control is very, very pervasive. We don't own our lives is a life-changing fact. And then the sequel to that is, therefore, since I don't own my life, it's not something to be afraid of, to let the true owner of my life be in charge of it. Then it wouldn't be a matter of fear, but the premise has to be there. And sometimes people get confused about this issue of surrender and co-creation, It's not really confusing. It's that co-creation is stewardship of one's life. It's not ownership. Co-creation means we have a part to play in what we do with the divine flow that's meant to come through us. It's not passivity. It's not nothing. It's the ability to move in concert with that stream of energy to manifest what is truly the best for ourselves. So I ask you to consider this as I'm talking about surrender and devotion. What are you holding on to that you're not willing to let go of in the sense of giving it to God, where you feel you can't because it's too frightening to do so? What are you holding on to? And that can be anything from the kind of work you're doing, which may require a new decision, or the relationship that you have that may require a new decision, or some plan that you might be making for the future that might be requiring a new decision. What are you holding on to instead of giving it to God? And generally speaking, we are not one way or the other. Most of us are a mixture of holding on and letting go. But the fear is based on the history of our attachment to the idea that thinking is the best way of making decisions and the best way of managing our life. This is the history of human conditioned thinking. So devotion to the idea that there is a place within us to which we surrender, the soul, we can call it, connected with the divine. We surrender to our own deeper self, which is connected to the divine flow. And I ask you to think about this. What would it be like to give everything to God? Everything. Over time, this question answers itself. Over the long history of the evolution of our souls, the question answers itself because we grow. We learn something. We learn that our mind is not necessarily the best way to know the truth of anything, although it's useful in certain respects. We learn to trust ourselves, and we learn to experience more of the invisible, to know that there is an invisible something, whatever we call it. So we learn over time that there is something to turn to. But the degree of time it takes to build trust in that invisible is often a very long time. And those of us who feel a longing more strongly are on the cusp between holding on and letting go. Some part of our heart has awakened, so we long for something more. We long for an experience of divine reality. We long to live in it all the time. So then when we're on the cusp, we begin to examine ourselves to see, what am I holding on to? And then we look at that in relation to our longing. And on that cusp, you can spend many lifetimes on that cusp of holding on and letting go. And then eventually, you get ready. And you're ready. And then life becomes more unified in that desire to live a spiritual life. So this is where we are as a collective humanity, in between, on the cusp. And what's happening now on the earth, is that the longings of the heart that come from the soul are being awakened by the increase of spiritual light in the physical body of the earth. So the longing is being experienced for many people more clearly, more intensely. And in its way, it's what we see in the world today, the desire of people to live freely as themselves. That is the deepest longing, the deepest longing to live as oneself and to live as God would have one live are two parts of the same thing. One may be stronger in this time than another, but they're two parts of the same thing. So while I'm talking about this, think about your own life and what attitudes you may be holding on to, because it's too frightening to think about not being in control, or what decisions you would make if you were willing to fully be who you are. And in the same breath and in the same vein, think about giving it all to God, because that's the gesture of the heart. Your own heart wants to do that. Your own heart, which you may or may not feel, but your heart in its deepest layer is connected to your soul, which is a particle, a part of the divine oneness. And so it's not possible that that wouldn't be in you, the desire to be one with divine will. It's already there. A life of devotion doesn't mean a life of passivity. Quite the contrary. Consciousness awakens, and when consciousness awakens, because of the attunement to this question of who am I really and how would I live if I wasn't afraid? How would I live if I was willing to not be in control and let the divine be in control? When that question awakens, then everything starts getting sharper in terms of how decisions get made. There's a greater degree of consciousness. So when we become more conscious, we don't become more passive. We have more choices. Becoming conscious means having more choices. No, the ego self is afraid of losing control and becoming passive, as if something else is going to take over. But beloved ones, there's no else. There isn't an else to take over. There's only you, and you're the else. You're the else. In your deeper self is you, and the you that's you is connected to the divine oneness because you're a part of it. So there's no else, but that's the fear of losing control, that something else will take over and then things will become a mess. One of the gifts of being in this time that we're in now is that we are here in the presence of expanding light. And so we can more easily find the place within us that seeks devotion and surrender. In these next moments, I would like to ask you to breathe and reflect on what it might feel like to give everything to God, to experience the letting go that is the freedom of your own being. In this moment, think especially about the feeling that you have carried for a long time that is not what you wish to feel, but it seems to be attached to you. Try to imagine giving that to God as if you no longer needed it. Sometimes the premise is the step towards freedom. The premise, I no longer need this. I no longer need to manage my life in terms of this feeling. I no longer need to be attached to it. I can give it to God. And then imagine what would be the feeling that would take its place if that were not there? What would take its place? What would take the place of anger if anger were given to God as no longer being real? What would take the place of fear if there was no reason to be afraid? What would take the place of loneliness? These are the things we're attached to and afraid to let go of, even though we think those things are attached to us. And then, on another level, what decisions would you make in your life if fear were not present? If only the deepest truth of your heart were present, what decisions would you make in your life? What decisions would you make if you asked God what was the right course according to the universal flow of light that flows through you? What would you allow yourself to be? And underneath all that I'm asking is the premise we do not own our lives, and that this premise is the path to freedom. Sometimes when we investigate these choices that we have, we may come to the realization that we don't trust divine goodness. We're afraid of letting go of control, not only because we don't know what's going to happen, but that we don't know if what will happen is good. And so, that's an important place to be too, if that comes up. To know where trust exists and where lack of trust exists. That's a place of becoming more conscious. That's the place of encountering your own resistance, where it is, what it is, to truly being one with divine reality. That's the holdout place of your own heart. But if you find mistrust in yourself, just hold it. Don't be afraid of it. You don't have to get rid of it. Just be with it. Becoming more conscious, things transform. Pretending that they're not there, they stay immobile. In order to balance the difficulties that come up sometimes about letting go and giving to God, difficulties that come from our mind and the need to be in control and the absence of the belief that we don't own our life. In balance to that, I'd like you to think of something that stirs joy in you. It can be very small or big. Something that when you think of it, you feel joyful. Feel joyful. And let that be in your heart. and let yourself express in your heart gratitude to the divine for that joy, which you don't own either. It's given. Everything is given. So feel whatever you feel in your being, in your feelings, in your life that feels like joy, and express in your own way gratitude for what is given. Try and feel it in your body, in your heart, but if you can't, that's fine too. So the next thing I'm going to ask is what we've also done sometimes before. You're going to turn to the person next to you in a sequence and say to them, one at a time, I give to you my joy, and say what it is. I give to you my joy about the sunrise or about my child, whatever it is. I give to you my joy. May it bless and uplift you. Whatever it is that you feel joy about, offer it to the next person that you're sitting next to. I give to you my joy about. May it bless and uplift you. Very simple. Doesn't have to be complicated. Can be about a very simple thing. It's a way of expressing gratitude and sharing joy at the same time. We are often afraid of devotion because true devotion in its intensity would cause us to change our lives into something that's unfamiliar. True devotion is to something greater than ourself and our self-interest. True devotion is to truth, to the truth of our being and of the universe's being. And so if we practice true devotion, it would change our lives. And we are often afraid of that. But I ask you, if you're willing to pray and meditate about this, to open your heart to the greater willingness to give everything to God, to the greater willingness to let go of control. You can pray about that. You can meditate on surrender. Because what you're letting go to is your own truth. Not to something else. There is no else. There's only you in the deeper truth of oneness. There's no else. And the divine flow, that current of intentionality, is waiting within us and within humanity as a whole to shape our lives, to shape our lives in conjunction with the highest possible good for us all. That stream of energy is meant to do that, to act as a creative force within us, to shape our lives. And we become the co-creators with that force by turning to it, not away from it. May all beings come to know the sacredness of life in all its many aspects. And out of this knowledge, may all come to know that there is nothing to fear from life, that we are held at all times in a divine embrace. May all beings come to know the truth that is one and that lives inside of each of us, as ourselves, as ourselves. We pray for those parts of the world now that are experiencing great suffering and dislocation and distress, whether from natural disaster, hurricanes, earthquakes, civil war, harm at the hands of other beings. We pray for all who are suffering now, that they may feel upheld and uplifted by their own deeper self. They may feel the light is with them. May our own hearts be with those who suffer at this moment in time. May our own hearts extend love to those who feel destitute or who have experienced great losses. May we learn in ourselves not to separate from any suffering and from any soul that lives, that we may each embody the oneness that is all. We pray together that all beings may come to understand this truth, and that all may be held in that oneness. Hari Om Tat Sat.